This is Nalani Walker, and you listen to SB Nation Radio.
Now back to SB Nation Radio, coming to you live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios.
Hey, go to TicketCity.com for your Final Four tickets. Huge selection and best prices for all events. Easy mobile ordering, 100% guaranteed. They love their customers. We use Ticket City here at SB Nation to sit in the best seats powered by real people. That's TicketCity.com. Okay, that Final Four, get them up. San Antonio, Alamo City. Pretty awesome Final Four. I mean, is this the most... I mean, my bracket, I had one of the four. I had Villanova.
I got Villanova, and I have them not in ours, but in another turn. I have them winning. I did two brackets. I had Arizona against Villanova in both.
Right.
In ours, I had Arizona winning the whole thing, and the other one, I had Villanova winning the whole thing. They're my only hope right now.
Well, for any points. I cannot make any more points. I am done. I am done in our sports bosses poll. Yeah. I'm all
done. I saw amazing. I think there was, what, 54? Out of the whatever millions of brackets, there's 54 that had this Final Four.
Well, that's got it. Those are just people that just either run some sort of an algorithm or because there's no way you could say you had Loyola in the damn Final Four.
Well, some people thought this team could make a run, though. There was some talk about Loyola with the way they were seeded. They could make a run. I don't know if they meant a run to the Final Four, but you even said it on here. You thought... You had him what, to the Sweet 16?
I had him to the Sweet 16. Yeah. I did. Now, Joe George, that's how it is. All the rich guys, they're the ones that are leading. He's leading our SB Nation sports bosses office pool. He's got Villanova as champ, so he could resoundingly put this thing away. Yeah. I think
Sean Miller get fired.
I think he's won it because I don't know anybody else. Well, no, Patrick Fielder has Michigan. I'm third. But I can't get any more points.
Where'd I end up in that one?
Let's see. I got to go way down here. Hang on. Scrolling. Oh, seventh.
Well, I stopped looking. My wife, she the other day, she's like,
yeah, you're
hey,
10th, Tubbs.
Yeah, I know. Where's my wife at?
12th.
There you go.
It's the only time I'm ever going to have the upper hand.
You know, UMBC pulled me out of that.
All right.
Now, you have Nova's winning the national championship. Patrick Creighton, who's ahead of you, he's got Nova winning the national championship. And then Patrick Fielder is the one guy that could surprise people.
All I want to do is beat my wife. That's all I want.
So hey, Patrick Fielder is our...
Well, I mean, I want to finish better than my wife. Finish higher than my wife. Finish higher than my wife.
Yeah, but right now Joe George is... We're going to have to send him the honorary trophy. But listen, speaking of the Final Four, lots going on. Lots of parties, lots of stuff happening. And... We're joined by – this has been an interesting show. You know him from the small screen. It's Peter Krause. He was the runner-up in Bachelorette season 13, I believe, and he's on our Quicken Loans by – he's got me nervous now. I can't. He's on our Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Like, Pete, what's up, man? Welcome to the show.
Thank you, gentlemen, and I appreciate it.
So tell me about this now. You, obviously, we knew you. We got to know you from Bachelorette fame. What's been going on with you post-Bachelorette fame? I can see you're handsome, and now you got boot camps going. I hate you more every day.
I'm traveling the country, doing boot camps in different cities every weekend. This weekend I'm going to be down in San Antonio for the Final Four with Capital One. More just having fun, relaxing, enjoying some of the perks that they have. I got two free tickets to their Jam Fest over the weekend as cardholders. Nice. People can grab those as well. So I'm just enjoying life, having fun.
Now, Peter, another thing you're going to be able to do is you're taking over the Capital One Instagram there now. Now, how crazy is that going to get? I'm going to start following it. I expect some crazy things from this Jam Fest on this Instagram.
I got to step my Instagram game up, I think, to make it a little more exciting for people. But I heard Charles Barkley is going to be at the same event, so I'm going to try and put him on there as much as possible.
Now that's cool. Now your experience with the Bachelorette has opened up some doors for you. Now I'm sure it's been good and bad off of it, but how would you just sort of take from your experience there and what you're into now? I mean, at the end of the day, has it helped you more than it, than bad feelings?
Oh yeah, I think it's definitely helped me in life. I had some amazing experiences on the show itself, but then I've been doing personal training and boot camps for almost 10 years now, and the attention that I get now is able to get me all over the country doing that thing on a bigger scale. So it's added a lot of fun to my life and a lot of new opportunities that weren't necessarily there before.
Now, you're a Wisconsin guy.
I am, yep.
When you look at this NCAA tournament, do you think to yourself, man, I wish my Badgers were there? Or how do we get the Badgers to play in one of these tournaments, man? I mean, to get deep into the tournament, Final Four style.
Yeah, the Badgers had a rough go of it this year. I think Greg Gard is an amazing coach. I just think that they need to put a few more pieces in. I like the way that they play ball. They're a good, fundamentally sound team. They just need a couple more players to really push it to the next level, and who knows when that's going to happen. What I think is exciting is I used to live in Chicago, and I would work out on the Loyola campus. And so to see these guys now make it all the way to the Final Four, it's kind of cool. It's kind of like a strike to home.
Now, Peter, how good will it be when you watch Loyola beat Michigan?
That will be amazing. I have a lot of buddies that went to Michigan, a couple of guys who played for the Packers and their buddies. So to be able to rub that in their face from a fan perspective will be fun.
Now, how many roses do people try to give you when you're walking through airports and stuff like that? It's got to be like, oh, okay, yeah, thanks, appreciate it.
A lot of selfies. There's a lot of selfies going on. I've perfected my selfie game at this point.
Now, I see a picture of you on your Twitter account here, and you're wearing an Arizona Wildcats hat.
Oh,
now,
yeah.
You were out in Tucson.
Oh.
Now, I get it. It's what a good, you know, publicity guy does.
Play to your audience.
I got you. are you going to be – I think you could walk in there today and you could be the new head coach at Arizona, my friend. I think you could do it.
They're not doing so hot, huh?
I think they're in need of some good publicity.
I mean, every time I go to a new city, I try and just get something from that spot to kind of remind me of it. So be it a college hat or a baseball cap, you know, it's all in good fun. I'm definitely not a Wildcat fan, I'll tell you that.
Now, Peter, with you, NCAA, you know, we're in the Final Four here. What besides basketball, what other sports you follow with being in the Big Ten?
Oh, I'm a huge football fan. You know, I grew up playing football, and so anything football related, I'm more of a pro football fan, but Badgers football is like, it's diehard here in Madison. So I'm there every Saturday, every time they have a home game. If they're making it far into the season, like last year we had a great season, I'm there for it the whole time.
Talking to Peter Krause, who's a runner-up in the Bachelorette. He's in the San Antonio for the Final Four, thanks to Capital One. You can follow Peter on his own Twitter account at Peter Krause WI for Wisconsin, and his website is worthpersonaltraining.com. Now, I would imagine all the traveling you do and all the good times that are going to go on in San Antonio this weekend, thanks to Capital One, it's got to be hard to stay focused, to get your gym time in, especially with all that Tex-Mex and the nachos and all the steaks running around. It's got to be hard to sort of stay disciplined, right?
Oh, it can be at times. I mean, Sunday we're going to be at Jam Fest all day, and it's going to be fun. You're going to be sitting there right almost front row for the Maroon 5 concert. I'm sure I'll be enjoying myself and indulging a little bit. But I get it in. I wake up early. I go hit up the gym if there's one. If there's not a gym, I can do my own thing in my hotel room or out in the hills, wherever I'm at. So I try and stay focused as best as I can. It's not just my business, but it's also my passion.
Now, Peter, Maroon 5, they got to be on the top of that list of bands you wanted to see in concert, right?
I'll tell you what, live, they are pretty incredible. You know, they're not the number one on my playlist, but they put on a good concert.
Who is number one on the playlist?
BB Rexha is going to be there.
Oh, I've met BB Rexha. She's gorgeous.
She's great.
She's gorgeous.
Yeah, she's fantastic. So I'm excited for that.
Hey, what has been, of all the journeys that you've done because of the Bachelorette and now, you know, the doors that opened, what has been the one thing that you sat there and said, whoa, like I never would have thought I did this or I met this person? What's been the most, like, surreal moment during this whole time for you?
When I was in Vegas, we went to the iHeartRadio Music Festival, and I sat not just front row, but I was literally standing with my arms on the stage as Halsey was performing. Uh-huh. And I'm just looking up at this incredible singer singing, wow, this is what life has come to. The experiences are incredible. The opportunities are amazing. Being able to go down to San Antonio now for the Final Four with Capital One, it's just a really cool experience that, you know, they're going to put out all the stops for all their cardholders, and I get to be a part of that. So it's fun.
Now, for all us non-handsome guys, what was the process like getting onto the Bachelorette?
Everybody's handsome in their own right.
I'll take that as a compliment. Thank you.
If Uncle Pete, if Uncle Pete says right. you're handsome, hey, Sean,
I am
Uncle
handsome.
Pete is right.
I'm handsome.
Atta boy, Pete. Atta boy.
it was a crazy experience. It was actually like an 8-month process from the time that I first put in an application. A couple of clients of mine just encouraged that I try it, so I did. And then, it was like a couple of interviews, some one-on-one, some over the phone. And next thing you know, it's the first night, and I'm taking a few extra whiskey shots because I was nervous as all hell and about to meet Rachel for the first time.
Hey, you're a huge college basketball fan, so obviously going to the Final Four is got to be just it's mecca. It's mecca for anybody who loves the sport. And walking into a place like the Alamo Dome, which is a football stadium, to watch a basketball game, it's such a sensory overload. Just tell me about the experience and looking forward to that.
So I've never been to the Final Four. This will be a first time for me. But I've had friends that have attended in the past. One who went to Dallas Stadium, and it's just supposed to be is on a whole nother level. It's another world being in a football stadium watching a basketball game play right there center court. It's going to be amazing. I'm going to actually do some cool stuff with Capital One, trying to get some people some really good seats in the Alamo Dome. I'm going to take a tour of the Alamo Dome, and people can follow me on Instagram for that. It's going to be everything. Like I've never experienced a thing quite like this weekend is going to be with Capital One.
It always, whenever I see a basketball game in a big football stadium, I'm always reminded of the movie Hoosiers when Gene Hackman is trying to teach his Hickory kids that it's still the same length, you know, the court, the basket is still the same height off, and he pulls out the tape measure and stuff. So it's got to be cool. And I think the thing that's fascinating to me is that for the access, especially, you know, we talk about Capital One, that the Capital One cardholder lounge, it's available for anybody that's a Capital One holder. And I think that's kind of cool.
Correct. And they get 2 free tickets on Sunday for Jam Fest. I personally am a cardholder member, and I get all the great perks that come with it. So, it's going to be really cool. It's going to be an experience that you can only get if you're a cardholder of Capital One.
Awesome. Now, Pete, where can we follow you? What are all the details that we can follow you all weekend long in San Antonio?
Well, so I'll do that takeover for Capital One on their Instagram and social medias on Sunday. But for me personally, I'll be talking about it all weekend, posting from the Final Four on Peter Krause, WI, which is my Instagram and Twitter. So people can follow along and check it all out if they can't attend.
Hey, man, I appreciate it. Thanks for coming on the show today. And
of course.
Listen, I wish you all the best. And if you're ever in Miami, please look us up because I need some personal training. I need some discipline in my life, man. I need to get back into shape.
Yeah. I've got a boot camp coming there later this summer, so I fully expect for you guys to attend.
All right, man. We'll be there. We'll be the guys in the back with the donuts.
That works.
Can we do it outdoor? Because I tend to smoke cigars, so I don't want to offend an indoor environment. You know what I mean?
It might get a little hot, but I'll see if we can work something out.
All right, pal. Love it, man. Enjoy the weekend. We will be watching on your Instagram and your Twitter, man. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Thank you very much, gentlemen.
All right, it's Peter Krause, runner-up on The Bachelorette Season 13, brought to you by The Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, and mortgage confidently. Yeah, a buddy of mine, he runs a lounge out here in Miami called The Wharf, and it's right on the Miami River. And
the liver,
on the river. And
it's bad for the liver.
No, the liver, I just pop it out, put it in a jar, and leave it in the morning. But they do like boot camps on their outdoor deck there.
I wonder if it's one of them, maybe.
We'll have to get Peter hooked up with that, man. Yeah. So,
won't show up.
I would be the guy doing yoga with a cigar and a donut.
I'd get one of the lounge chairs and watch.
You're downward facing dog. Both feet have to touch the ground. You're cheating.
Cheater.
Peter, what's happening there? Hey, let's take a break and we'll come back. Wrap this up today. You know Sports Bosses. Yes.
I am handsome.
That's what Uncle Pete said. Sports Bosses, SB Nation Radio.